Checking in again with Quincy City Council President, Councillor at Large Noel DeVona, for an update on the Valentine's Day City Council meeting. Lots of love going around, Noel.
Sure is. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, which was yesterday.
Did you share candy and sweethearts with the councillors?
We usually do, but we weren't in person. So we did a little love on the Zoom thing. So
sure. Any idea when that's going to be changing? Do you know?
I possibly believe the cases in. We had Molly Casali in, our commissioner of the health department, in last night, and our numbers are way down in COVID cases. I think it's down to 6 yesterday, I believe. So the numbers were really peaking in December of 2021. And then January of 2022. I mean, we're high. We're talking very, very high, more than ever before. But they seem to be dwindling down. So I don't foresee Governor Baker extending it after April 1st. But we'll play it by ear. We have 2 more meetings in March, and we'll continue to do it via Zoom just because we're able to. But once that's lifted, Governor Baker will lift that whole Zoom allowance. So we won't be able to. We're back in the chambers.
Okay, sure. What else did the commissioner have to say about the pandemic?
He just did a great PowerPoint presentation, just talking about a lot of the numbers, comparing, contrasting for 2021 and 2020, as well as going into the 2022. We just asked him good questions about policy moving forward, and it's evolving. It's evolving every day. They're collecting new data every day, but the cases in Quincy have gone down quite a bit, and we peaked really heavy in December and January. And he gave us concrete data, which was great, on a PowerPoint presentation. So if any folks weren't able to listen to me today or this morning, feel free to go on the city council meeting. He's got a nice PowerPoint presentation for everyone.
Okay, very good. And was there any discussion at all about schools, Noel, about masks in schools?
He did kind of tipped it off a little early, but the school committee will be convening tomorrow, special meeting for Wednesday, February 16th, I believe, and they will make the decision based on the school committee's policy or what they want to do to move it. The state is lifting it, obviously, February 28th. He didn't elaborate too much, but I think he accidentally tipped it that the possibly will be removing the masks March 1st.
Okay, yeah, I don't think that's any surprise to anybody.
The cases are going down, and the kids have been on with masks for 2 years now. A lot of the visual learners aren't able to see the mouths moving, so it is making a little bit of an impact. But it's going to be based, whether which decision they go on, it's based on the parents. Parents are going to be, if they want to continue to wear masks, I mean, it's every right in their right mind to allow their kids to continue to wear masks. But it doesn't obligate every parent to have to put a mask on to get into school. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay. I know you got an update on the cyber attack. How did that go?
It went pretty good. The councils were obviously trying to get some more information. There was 2 separate attacks that happened. The servers was one attack. And then last year, I guess February of 2021, which is a full year from around this time, the Quincy retirement got zapped $3.5 million that's unaccounted for right now. So they still don't know where that monies are. It was a phishing attack where they came in through an email, and they kind of scammed it that way. And right now the retirement board cannot speak upon a lot of the information. It's under investigation. So Mr. Walker wasn't able to basically give us too much information last night about that particular incident, which is under investigation. Fully understand. And a lot of the councils just were a little bit more in the dark. We all of us didn't know. We weren't aware of it until it really kind of hit the newspaper just recently. And sure. I don't know if that's deliberation or are deliberate, because under investigation, they couldn't really speak about it. So I'm not going to put blame on anyone. It's just that, us counselors did not know. And a lot of the folks were kind of taken back that we the folks, the nine councils didn't know about this until now.
Yeah, I know that the mayor was not pleased about that either, because he didn't find out until a few months ago himself.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But the more recent one, it was the ransomware attack.
Yeah, the servers got, I believe, hit. I think there's like 60 servers. I want to say 32. They're just backed up. I guess a lot of the information is backed up. And IT director Brian Glavin came on and kind of deliberated with that. He did a pretty good job. And Dominic Venturelli was on call as well. Mr. Walker had some answers for that. So I think we'll be okay with that, because a lot of it, information was backed up. But I'm not a specialist in that area, so I could only know and go off of what they talked about. So I think we're going to be okay. Unfortunately, it happened, and it happens in other municipalities. It happened with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with the unemployments. They were getting hit from Nigeria, and a lot of the folks weren't getting unemployment in the last 2 years. So they had to go back into the system, Commonwealth of Mass, and say who they were legitimately and give their correct information and get that lifted. So it's happening all across the state. They're coming after municipalities, and we'll have to just be on better alert moving forward.
Yeah. Will there have to be any more appropriations, do you think, for increased security?
That's a good question. I don't see any finance, any appropriations yet, but could absolutely be.
Okay. Speaking of appropriations, the mayor's looking to expand Pine Hill Cemetery.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of discussion about that. A lot of last night was on the health department, and then with COVID, and then the cybersecurity attacks. And then it went right into committee. It's got to be put on the agenda. It went into committee, more of a, you know, it's bonded. So it looks like it's going to be bonded. So it went to the finance, and we didn't have any discussion on it. And, you know, as the president, you can make the motion, you can second it, and then you have discussion, and none of the councilors spoke about it. So we moved it right into committee, and we'll take it out in the near future.
Okay, very good. I see Councilor Andronico had a resolve, Noel, regarding the American Rescue Plan.
That's another one that I thought had a little bit of discussion, and that went into committee. So I believe that's going to go into oversight, and we'll have more discussions about that as we're leading up to what funding was going to be used for what things. So Okay. That is another one that went right into committee as well. So there wasn't much deliberation or comment or discussion on it. So these have to be put on the agenda and then be put into certain committees. Sometimes we speak about them a little bit, and last night we just didn't on those two items.
Okay. Anything else we should touch on, you think?
I think that's pretty much it today, Joe. And I hope everybody's okay. We thought it was spot. We were supposed to get what, one and a half inches, maybe three. I think it's closer to 5 or 6 inches we got.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to miss one every once in a while.
Sure, but you know, we were just a little bit. You know, it was good. The kids went to school yesterday. There was no delay, so it was pretty good. And we did, you know, the DPW Department of Snow Removal did a great job. And we just have to be careful now, because we're down to 10 degrees this morning, and then up to 16 now. So you know, we just have to be careful for areas with obviously black ice and, icing over areas.
Yes, and soon potholes.
That's right. And we have a pothole outline, by the way. So if that happens, or you feel free to email me or let me know or call me, and I most likely will get to the pothole department. Sometimes, people talk about potholes, but sometimes we're just not aware of them. And as soon as we're aware of them, DPW Commission does, in the pothole department, does a really good job of getting out there. So if you do have a pothole out there, just please let us know right away. And, photos are great. Take a nice photo of the particular street where they know where there is, and we'll send the department out to get those potholes taken care of right away.
Okay, very good. When's your next meeting, Noel?
We aren't convening until March 7th. So we have 3 weeks before our meet, and then we go March 21st.
All right.
March 7th and March 21st are two meetings in March.
We'll catch up on the 8th, if that's okay.
That would be fantastic.
Great. Thanks so much, Noel. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Joe. You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.